I mean, you know what, man? Like I always say, we know I want to be here. I understand the business side of things. You know, I'm sure we're gonna talk next week, from my understanding. But you know, we still got one game left to play. That's all I'm focused on, putting this uniform on and going out there and competing. You know, with my teammates and having fun.
You said you're going to talk next week, as far as what?
You know, as far as, you know, business, the business side of things.
Akeem, regardless of what the future holds, you got to suit up on Sunday. You're going to be out there with your teammates. You've been a Giant your whole career. How important is that game to you, knowing what the possibilities could be?
It's very important, man. It's very important. You know, you can't even really get no detail, but, you know, it means a lot. I'm going to go out there and compete with my teammates. I'm looking forward to it, actually. Just, you know, going out there competing and just playing and having fun.
Well, Akeem, have you thought about the fact that you and Victor may not play again at all if you know, things don't go well?
I thought about it. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's business. And, you know, I understand the business side of things. So, you know, like I said, can't really say too much right now. You know, we still got a game left. You know, I want to go out there and compete. I want to have fun. And, you know, I want to fly around.
When you said next week the business stuff starting, does that mean you speaking to the Giants or just with your own people?
Well, you know, both. You know, both. Season's over with. You know, let's take the next step and see where it goes from there.
How would you react if they franchised you?
I come back and play another season.
Would you want that? I mean, would you be able, some guys don't like it.
Well, you know, I haven't really thought about it, to be honest with you. That's something my agent will break down to me and explain to me a little bit more. But, you know, I'm a football player. I want to continue to be a football player, and they know that I'm here to do that.
Akeem, obviously 15 games are done. You got one left. I'm sure there are things you did and did not accomplish or what you wanted in the first 15. Can you do anything in the final game to change things in your mind of what you're going to remember for the season?
Yeah, you know, play fast and just have fun. That's the biggest thing. I think if we have fun, everything else will take care of itself. You know, guys looking forward to competing with each other for the last game of the season.
What about you individually, though?
I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's another opportunity for me to go out and, you know, make plays. And I feel like that's what I've been doing since I've been here, and I want to be known as that, and I continue to do that.
Apparently, you only had one red zone catch all year. How much does that surprise you?
You know, it's just you know, it's tough. It's tough, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, not mad about it, not upset about it. Would I like more opportunities? Of course. You know, I'm a playmaker. You know, everybody know that about me. But, you know, it's no negative energy nowhere coming from on my behalf. Like I said, I understand. And I continue, you know, to go out and make plays as long as I'm here and as long as I'm playing this game.
Are there a lot in a season like this, like you referenced your situation before, is there a lot of nerves surrounding getting injured and getting hurt? I mean, you know,
it's football. You know, you can't really go out on the field thinking about nothing like that. You know, you just got to go out there and play the game.
What do you think happened? I mean, you haven't scored a touchdown this year. That's got to be shocking to you. I mean.
Right. You know, it happens. You know, it's still early in my career. I'm 5 years in. You got to take the ups and the downs, you know. It'll be something I look back on in my career and be like, oh, I remember that. I can say I went through that. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, I might be able to help somebody else, you know, a fellow teammate if they go through it or, you know, something like that.
Has this year been frustrating at all for you individually?
Nope. Not frustrating at all. It's just a matter of just being a competitor and wanting to make plays and wanting to win. Most of all, that's the biggest thing, not getting as many wins and being able to compete in the playoffs like we all had set, you know, in our minds and goals. But, You know, sometimes you fall short. It's about how you bounce back and how you respond to it. And just try to make the best of, you know, the situation. You know, look at the positive things. You know, we get this W, we can look back at the last 10 games of the season and say we went 7-3 for the last 10 games. So, you know, you just look at the positive things and just try to take it in stride.
Not just yourself, but are you surprised that the passing offense just never really seemed to find a rhythm this season?
Surprised, we'll say, you know, a little bit, you know, you wouldn't say disappointed, but, you know, it's just a matter of being, you know, things happen the way it happened. And it's, like I said, it's a matter of how you take it in stride and learn from it and learn how to, you know, adapt it to your life and move on.
Well, Kim, how close do you think this offense is if you're right and everybody is able to come back next year and play at their optimal level? How close do you think this offense is to being what it was supposed to be?
I think we're not far off at all. You know, I think you know, everybody come back, and, you know, it's the same system and everything. Everybody's going to be accustomed to it. And, you know, we got 1 year under our belt. We're playing together. And, you know, next season it'll be better.
When you talk about stability, is that the players around you, the coaches around you? What do you mean by that?
Players, coaches, the organization. It's just something that I want to make sure I look at. And I don't want to get myself in a situation where it's, you know, there's a lot going on. Like, this organization is great stability-wise. You know, too many changes going around here. And I like that they're always in the best for the players' interests and things like that.
So you don't want anything to change as far as coaches?
Then, you know, obviously I can't control nothing. I can't control nothing, but I love Coach Gilbert. I love his schemes. Coach Coughlin, the way he coach. Defensive coaches. I love the whole staff, man. Won a Super Bowl with this coaching staff. So it's not like we can't do it. I believe we can do it. Obviously, we fell short this year and didn't accomplish our goals. But, you know, it's about how you bounce back and how strong you be through the hard times.
Sounds like you have a lot of respect and affection for this Super Bowl organization and these coaches and these players. How much does that tug at your heartstrings when you start to think about business?
Oh, man, you know, it does. You know, I can't sit here and say, you know, it wouldn't be tough if I had to. But like I said, I understand the business, and you know, it won't be no negative vibe or no bad blood on either side.
Keem, Victor had said, you know, looking forward now, obviously it's a little easier for him to look forward having the surgery and been out, but he said that maybe there's a little bit of a disconnect between that guy's wide receivers through the whole offseason going into this year. He said maybe you could get together earlier, work more on chemistry on and off the field, that kind of thing. Do you see that as a way that this offense and this passing game can improve?
Definitely. I think, you know, we get together. Because in the past, it showed that when we link up early enough and start training, that we definitely benefit from it, and our offense does as well. So that's something that I'll definitely be looking forward to doing.